I'd like to start off with a gra, with a kind of unclear goyin, and then explain a few nyanim that go into understanding the goyin. It's in Shulchan Aruch Tofesh Samach Dalet about a Shaina Rabba, and it says the Seder over here about davening and so on. The Rama brings Kosvar Rishayim Zal Sheyesh Simin Betzela Levona Belela Shaina Rabba. That there's a sign in, you can tell by the shade that the Levona casts on Hashanah Rabbah night, Sheikra Loyos Kreva Bois Hashanah. Rabbi Mechaya speaks about it, we've seen it sometime on Shabbos. V'yesh Mishakos V'shein L'dakti Pozek Te'ilus V'mazlei. So it says basically in the Sfarim that a person who that year is not fated that he should be Moiti Shnosov, he don't see the shadow on Leil Hashanah Rabbah. The Ramban brings it, they talk about what the concepts behind it are, but he brings it and then he says Vishmi Sakosav Shaila Dakti Pazer, Kilisri Mazle, we don't concern ourselves with it because it's just all you can do is patch up your mazel. Gam Kirabin Mivina Minyal Buryov, we really don't understand exactly what it's about. Vyazitavlias Tom Lakra Sidas Kenirli. That's Ramo and so on. The Goyan speaks about the Etzim Inyan Kedarko. He brings more maramakum than he brings teichin, but he says like this: kosvu v'chulu. He's going on that inyan that it says that something in the levon is a simin about the person's next year. She'oz gemar din shel adam. It's the gemar din of the adam. Gamkein imamayim. So the Goyen is explaining Kedarko in the context. Aishaina Ra'eg Sukkis is a Gemar Din on Adam, and it's the Chsimus Gemar Din, together with the water. It says that on the Chag, the Nidna Lamayim. So the question is, so Mechateisa, there should be a new Gemar Din on Adam. The Goyen Kedarko needs to find a Sherish fit in Halach and so on. So he says the Gemar Din of Adam is also Nigma Imamayim, Shamayim Chayim Le'olam. Mayim, the Shem Chayim applies to water as well as to a person, you know, like Mayim Chayim. V'omru, and it says Chazal Asor Dvarim Nikru Chayim. Uksiv, so that's where Adam and Mayim. In other words, the Sheirish is Chiyus gets Nidan on a Shaina Rabba on a Sukkis, and Chiyus includes both Mayim and Adam. Uksiv Nosu Atzlolim Sor Tzilom Alehim. Then he says, "Bitzel alavana." Why dafke tzel alavana? Why not the tzel of the chama, which is more of a, the word tzel usually applies to the chama? Shehi memuna alamayim. The levana is memuna on mayim. Ve misrabim umischasim rechasoyne v'teisefta. And you see that the tide ebbs and. The flow of the water is regulated by the levana. So b'meilo the levana is the koyach that's mashpi al mayim. So kaponim. So the goyin puts together the inyan of the mayim that we nidon, and the levana dafka because levana is mimun on mayim. I won't understand it in terms of the toichen shebedava. I mean the goyin is putting together the whole inyan. He's saying that. Specifically, Mayim, there's a din on Mayim because also it's Chayim, and the Levona b'myuchet is Mimuna on the Nyanim of Mayim. And there's a lot that the Goyen is Bimiramis to, and I want to try to get to some of the Teichen of it. I want to start with the Gemara in Sukkah. It's Sukkah Makis. It speaks about the Inyan of Nisuch HaMayim. Speaks about the where it started from. In other words, the Chameshes Emailos and so on. So it says, "Amnev Chisul Mirabonan, Davikom Misad Agarata Kamei." There was a Chacham that was learning Agarata. Amle, he asked, "Did you hear what these Chameshes Emailos are?" It was the Shia Emailos. Amle Chacham Reichnan, "Bishor Shekora David Shisin Kapa Tehoima." When David Amelech was trying Koshkar David Shisin. When David HaMelech was digging out the Shisin are the two hollow I call it pipes, not really pipes, two hollow threads in the ground where you pour the nizchamayim. Kofa tehoima, the tehoim welled up, uboye lemishte fa alma, and it wanted to flood the world. Amar David chamesha semailas, so David said chamesha se shea mailas, in other words, step down, so to speak, vayrida. It's not miles, they're made to step down, not to step up. I'll tell you the full agarata. When David dug those shisin, the time wanted to go up, it wanted to flood the world. David asked, does anyone know if you're allowed to write a shame on the cheres and throw it into the tahoim? And because that would keep the water down. And the Achitofel came up and he said, Ma lasse shalom benishle ishtoi, omra teira, shemisha nichta biktushi machalash ala maim, lasse shalom, lechol oilo, lasse shalom, lechol oilo, lechol oilo, lechol oilo, lechol oilo. So Achitofel said a kalvachayma, if you're allowed to erase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in order to bring shalom benishle isha, certainly you can erase the name in order to save the world. Kalvachoyim is not, I mean, Las is Sholom Cholom Kuloy, it's sort of very vague, general Kalvachoyim. Ish Lishta is one type of Sholom. I mean, they ask, why don't you say Pikuach Nefesh? I mean, Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, except for three, and I mean, it's about to flood the world. So he told him you're allowed to, he wrote it, and then it went down very far, and he saw that it's good for the world that the level is a little higher. It makes the world a lot more moist and wet. So he finally brought it up to 15 miles until it got to be where it should be. That is the Gemara over here. So we have to understand something. David HaMelech, in other words, this was part of what was needed for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Avoda. There was no Beis HaMikdash yet when David was there. And yet, David HaMelech dug the Shittin. Vaisteis, there's something about the shisin that come as he is said to the Beis HaMikdash. L'chura, we would have said, listen, you first build a Beis HaMikdash, you make a Mizbech, now you happen to need it for once a year, for 7 days a year, you need it to do Nizchamayim. It says here that this was the only thing he did, really. He didn't do anything else in Beis HaMikdash. He didn't build it at all. The only thing he did was Kara Shisin, Talay Davahu. And the Kalvachayma here, it says, was there was a Kalvachayma here that to make Sholem in Ishlishta, you can do it here also. So Menish Chai says that, he says something very interesting. He says that they could have written the Shem, and he did write the Shem on the top of the rock that he put down. And that way he wouldn't erase it. But then you couldn't have Nisuch HaMayim. So the question is, on Nisuch HaMayim, were you allowed to do Nisuch HaMayim to erase it, or l'chatchila put it down so that it would become erased? And on that, he needed a Kalvachayim. That's what was in Pikuach Nefesh. A very interesting pshat. But then the mashal starts becoming shver. So where is the Lasa Sholom and Ishla Ishta and so on? So I want to be oimid here on an inyan. It's an inyan omik ma'oid in a very sadistic way. It's something that goes to the heart of a lot of the... A lot of the inyanim, especially of Sukkos, in the Kriya Shitin especially, and so on. Nisuch HaMayim, a lot of those inyanim. It says in Chazal that the reason the Nisuch HaMayim, Rashi brings it, started because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechalik the world between Elyonim and Tachtonim, so the Tachtonim were upset. They said, "Ano bina lave kamemalka. We want to be kamemalka. We want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them that at Nisuch HaMayim, you're also going to have an avoda and a mizbeach and so on. So the Pashto Eifin you learned, you split it apart, for whatever, and later, so to speak, in wake of being split apart, it came with the taina. The answer is, it's not like that. And let's bring a parallel to it. Let's bring a dugma that we can inherit better with. When the Isha was created from Ish, So it says Adam saw her, and he called her Isha, Kimi Ish Lukacha. She was taken from man. The word, the hey that you add in Lashna Kodesh is Lashna Keva. That's the standard for Lashna Keva. The other meaning it has is when something is headed towards something, like Mitzrayim, Mitzrayma, instead of saying Limitzrayim, you say Mitzrayma. What's the meaning of that turn of phrase? I mean, you're not saving a letter. You're saying, instead of Limitzrayim, you're saying Mitzrayma. I mean, you say the same letter. What's the point of giving two formats for it? You're talking about Lashon HaKodesh, where every chelik of it is chashiv. So the answer is, the difference, if something is going li, that means it's a destination for a reason. Where am I going? I'm going to New York. What do you need in New York? I have to pick up something, I have to buy something, I have to sell something, whatever it is. When you have a hey at the end, it turns the entire mitzias as the makom for my tshuka. The mitzias of the thing itself, this is where I'm drawn to. The big difference, where are you going to, and where are you headed to, in the sense, where are you being drawn to, is the difference between the lamed and the hay. Mi ish lukocha, al ken kor shmo isha, is because since she's taken from ish, and she's be'etzem a chelik of ish, her entire mitzias is isha, is towards the ish. That's the yisoid of isha, and that's why she's called isha. Her mitzias is that since her sheirish comes from someplace, that's where she's headed to. Just like you find Balachayim, HaKadosh Baruch gave him a teva. It's a crazy teva, but you see in everything in Torah, there's a fish will travel around the world and come back to its original place to either spawn or to die or whatever it is, for no real reason. But HaKadosh Baruch gave us a dogma that everything goes back to its sheirish. That's a mitzias bol derebriya. So anything that was me'ish is called isha, and the sheirish of nekev and debriya is that it has a chisaron. It's al shem a nekev. It's al shem its chisaron. It came from somewhere, and it's a part of something else, and therefore it yearns always to go there. That is its briya. That's its mitzias. Well, isha chukoseich is its mitzias. Mayim atachtonim is an earlier version of it. Mayim Tachtonim is the Sheirish of it. Klapi Mayim Al Yoinim, Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mayim HaTachtonim were the things, the Mayim HaTachtonim was the chelik of the Bria that was torn away, was split off from the real Mitzias, and therefore its entire Mitzias is Ano Be'ina Lehavi Kama Malka. It's not the pshat, it has its own mitzias and it's disgruntled and says, you know, I think I got the ruin of the deal. Its mitzias is to yearn to be where it ought to be. And that's its shlemus. Its shlemus is to be where it ought to be. And so the taina of Ano Be'ina La Bekama Malka, it's not an associate taina to its mitzias. It has a certain mitzias. Mitzias is not great. And it comes with tainas. Its taina is its mitzias. And if it doesn't have its taina, then it's lacking in its mitzias. The same way that the isha doesn't have the tshuka to be chelik of the ish, doesn't have its mitzias, this doesn't either. That's the chelik of a bria that's called nekeva. And in the sense that the entire bria takarish baruchu until yoinim is called an isha, reya, all the lashonis that are kala, all the lashonis that are used in Shir HaShirim, the entire Briya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all are a chelik of Mayim Tachtonim. That's the chelik, that's the oifen, how we shtel zechlap HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most shayrishtik of ways possible. If we ask ourselves, what's Avoida built on? In other words, what's Avodas Hashem built on? It doesn't start with Pe'ulas Chiyuvios, with what you're doing. the yesod of where it is, the yesod of what it's coming on, is tshuka. The fact that the person is a yearning person, because the person is a chassid, that's his etzem etzias. I'm not shalom, and the core of my being is the need for something. And that's why David HaMelech was the one who was, he prepared the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he was Kira the Shitin, because the Gesoid and the Shiris of the Beis HaMikdash are those Shitin that are the Kli Kibbul for everything else. The Shitin are the holes. The holes in the world are the Kli Kibbul. They're called Chamukei Rechayach. What's hidden between the Raglayim, Chamukei Yurechayach, the Chazal call it. It's the parallel to what's Chamukei Rechayach in the Tzuras Adam is the Shisin over here. In David HaMelech, it's an extraordinary parsha. It says by Shlomo HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shlomo HaMelech dedicated, Ozam HaShlomo HaShem Nishkan Barofel, Vayomi says, Baruch HaShem HaKei Yisrael, Shediba B'Fiveis David Avi, U'B'Yodai Milei Leimar. He told David, you know, from all the time that since I've taken the Jews out of Mitzrayim, I haven't chosen any city. Vayihim levav David Avi livnois b'Hashem Asher Yisrael. David wanted to build a house. Vayim Hashem al David Avi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, my father, Yan Ashehoyim levavcha livnois b'Hashem lishmi. Because you wanted to build a b'Hashem for me, hativoisa, you did right. Kehoyim levavcha. Rak? You're not going to build it. And the other parash also, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, because Yodcha Domileu, same thing, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you can't build it, and so on. You really wanted to build it, and so on. What, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu taunting him? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu starting out saying, listen, he said, you want it so much, and it's so good of you, so this, this, and this. Well, therefore you can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you laid the yesod of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because you wanted to build it. The first sheirish of the binyan is Yan Asher Hoyom Levavcha Livnos Bayis Lishmi Hetivoisa Ki Hoyom Levavcha. That itself, you were Kriya Shitin in the Makom HaMikdash. The Kriya Shitin of David was this thing that the preparing that hole, those Shitin, that are the tshukuk lamala. At the very bottom of those shitin is the mayim tachtoinim, because mayim tachtoinim is the sheirish of all tshukis in the world. And if you dig far enough, if your levav goes through straight, then what it hits is the mayim tachtoinim. The Mayim Tachtonim wanted to flood over, and that would have meant, it says in the Sfarim, the Ishbitzer says, it would have meant the end of Bechira. It would have meant that the Mayim Tachtonim, the Tshuka is released of the battle, and it overflows, and there's no Makom Avoda, no Makom Bechira left anymore. So we needed to keep it in its place, because the thing that would keep a situation of Richuk and tshuka, and a need for avoda, would be that there's a tahoim, and there's shitin, and it's going towards there, and that's what's happening, and that's the pshat. The kal v'chaim and achi teufel was noiser. The kal v'chaim and achi teufel was noiser was for the bond. The reason why soita is an interruption in the bond between ish and isha is because there no longer is a... if the isha has a tshuka to different ish, then she no longer can be neschaba to this ish. She's no longer the isha of this ish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meicha shmoi, because this is a yisoid and sheirish of the bria, this tzura of zachar nekeva baroisam. B'meila, the shitin are the zachar nekeva of the rabbim klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisuch HaMayim, I'll explain a little bit more in a minute. Nisuch HaMayim is part of the pu'ula of this chibur and the tzura of ish and isha.
And b'meila, there's a kal v'chayma. It's not the pikuach nefesh, like the Mensch Chai says. It's not the pikuach nefesh because he could have kept the shame on top. But preparing the shitin that it should be able to mekabel nischamayim, that was a kal v'chayma from ish v'isha. I want to explain now one more nekuda, the nisuch hamayim in the avoid over here. There are different forms of nesina. You can give things, and you can pour liquid. Hakrava is chelbi, you know, chelev and dam. You makriv it. Makriv is sort of an act of nesina, and an act of nesina is makarv people. The korbanos are called doiroin. It's like a present. There's something called suvloinis. Nesinas matanis, mincha, matana are all in yonim that are mekarev, because nesina is always mekarev. That's very good. There's something else called nishbach, shifchi libech kamayim. In halacha, shficha is a chibur. There's a chibur in a mikveh called nitzuk and katafris, where you have one pouring into the other. If there is a continuous stream, that may be considered one entity, because a stream of water is mechaber. Iri of a kli rishon is a chibur. It has a din as if it's in the kli itself. It's a world of difference between a gush keeps its heat, but Shficha gives it a din of Kli Rishon Mamish. Because Shficha is, the thing itself flows out. It didn't give something. So those in Yonim that are called Shficha Nisuch are the Atzmius of the person reaching out. In the Chibur, what's called the Gemar Chibur between the Tzura Zachon Kev, is called Miruk, also an Indian of Shficha in Eri. When you pour out something to someone, when you tell somebody something, you give him facts and information. When you pour out your heart to the person, you give him yourself. There's another parsha with David HaMelech. At the end of Shmuel Beis, there's a few stories. It says, "Vayis'ave David." David was in a Metsuda, and there was a war. Vayis'ave David. David craved for something. He was thirsty, and he craved for water. Vayom, he said, "Mi yashkeni mayim mibor lechem asher bashar." I'm so thirsty. There's a well there with very good water. I wish somebody would bring it to me. So three gibayim went out of Machna Plishtim. Vayish'avu mayim mibor lechem asher bashar. Vayisir David. They brought it to David. And David saw what kind of mysterious nefesh it took. He didn't want to drink that water. He poured it out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a karbon, as nisuch. He said, "This is not, people didn't bring me a present. They poured their blood for me." And he didn't want to drink it, but he poured it. The Chazal speak about different inyanim here. David HaMelech was the one that was the avi of nisuch. In other words, the avoda of nisuch is a very different avoda than all akravis. All akravis are things, even zrika. Zrika means you pour a chayfetz. You take dam and you pour it, except for the shvichal yasoid, which is kind of a way to deal with shirayim. But the etzem akrav is a mais zrika. You zirik tipas dam. Shvicha is something which is, nisuch is something where you pour out, the thing itself pours out and becomes nischab boizmanis to al yonim et adaktoinim. So, David HaMelech, tonight's David HaMelech's Ushpizen. David HaMelech's, Chazal bring out his tzad, his avoda was with taiva. He came from all sorts of shroshim of taiva, which is tshuka, Tamar and Yehuda and Rus and so on. The klipa that he hid in was the klipa of taiva. David's koyach was the koyach of tshuka and levav. And that's why Shlomo had chachma, and he built the whole binyan. But the shisin, that's the side of the makam avoda, is the makam where there's a chaser that goes all the way down till the tahaim. And that's the place where a person can be mekayim nisuch. The place where a person can pour out, and in the act of pouring becomes nischaber with the thing that he's pouring to. That's shayach only in nisuch. And nisuch amay more than yain, because it's more of a nisuch. Yain is nikra sometimes. Yain has in itself a tzad of achila if it's korish. Mayim is pure nisuch. So the going back to the goyen, the other tzura of shemesh, the other tzura of zochin akeva in the bria is shemesh and levana. Shemesh was the mashpia, levana was the makabel, kiyadua. In rain, sun is the kaivea. Shanazu yegshuma v'lo shchuna. It should be a wet year, not a dry year, because the sun plays with rain and so on. Levana, as a makabel, is kaivea, the matzav of the water from the tahaim. As one sees it, the water seems to rise up to the moon and fall away. The ebb and the flow of the tide is the mayim tachtoinim reaching out to the shayrish of mayim tachtoinim, which is levana. And therefore, Shaina Rabba, which is the culmination of the din on mayim, it's the zman, after a person has gone through a shani yom kippur and was mitakin maisim in machshavis, the final step, the deepest part to reach into a person is tshuka. And that's the mocker and shayrish of the person. And that's why the Nisuch HaMayim was miyuchat to this chag. And tonight, in Dovra Melech Shuspizen, the final makom of it is a makom that's miyuchat for it. There's in the piyutim and in the tefillos that we say tomorrow on the Aravis, it says, Chor menasech lefonov ketoyev shtois mayim. He was somebody that poured out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the water when he craved drinking water. It's such a powerful tefillah. When he took, at the moment that he had the strongest craving, toyev mayim, toyev is the strongest, it's something, he craved water, he took the craving and poured it out to you. The chibur that a person has, when a person is mechabe his shtoikikus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he takes the koyach of tshuka. The koyach of taiv and the koyach of tshuka are the same koyach, one l'rav, one l'toiv. So David HaMelech, who wrestled with taiva, the lefida, what the psukim give us over, when he was toyev mayim, he realized dam, the water is the dam atamtzis. He tapped onto the dam atamtzis of Adam, and he said dam atamtzis is not to be wasted on taiva, it's to be attached, it's to be menusach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because the makom where a person becomes mechubah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through tshuka. And that was the yisoid, that's the yisoid of Nischamayim Beklolius and Befratius on Dovra Melchus Shpiz on Leil HaShana Rabbah.